From Bio 2006, I'm Chuck Zimmerman, and in this interview, I'm speaking with David Reuter, who is Midwest Manager for Ford Company. And David, I'd like first of all to have you tell me what the latest news is from Ford as it relates to ethanol.
Sure. Well, there's really two pieces to that, Chuck. First, we will be putting out about 250,000 units in terms of ethanol-capable vehicles this year for 2006, adding to what are about 2 million units that are on the road from us in the past decade that will accept ethanol and allow people to fuel up with the 85. That's the first piece. The second piece is that in conjunction with that, we're working closely with the various states, most recently the state of Illinois and the state of Missouri, to significantly increase the availability of ethanol pumps for consumers.
On our alternative fuels news website, Domestic Fuel, that is a question that often gets posted in by a reader in our comments, and it is an issue to make sure that although we got all these vehicles out here, where do we go to get the fuel?
That's a very fair question from a consumer standpoint. There are about 500 ethanol pumps across the country right now, most of them primarily in the Midwest. For instance, there's only one in California. So in terms of consumers who would love to purchase a vehicle that's capable of fueling on the 85 and running on it, you pretty much have to be in the Midwest, primarily in the states of Missouri and Illinois and so forth, in order to take advantage of that. But we're working with the fuel companies to expand that because we think it's a really good opportunity for us to lower the country's dependence on foreign oil and also to lower the CO2 emissions that the products will be putting out.
That E85 pump in California is actually at a fuel depot tied in with a Ford dealership, by the way.
Yes, that is correct. And, that's not by chance. Obviously, we as a company are doing quite a bit to push ethanol right now, and that is why the pump is in California.
Besides the fact that we do need to increase the infrastructure for the fuel, with the vehicles that you're making, describe how beneficial these are to the consumers who are buying them when you take out of the equation the availability right now.
Sure. Well, first off, Ford is unique in that we are not charging consumers any additional money to choose an E85 capable vehicle over a gasoline variant. So customer simply checks the box on the order sheet and they get the E85 vehicle. Now, in terms of why a consumer would want to do that, the biggest reason overall, well, there's two. The biggest reason overall is that ethanol-fueled vehicles basically emit about 20 to 25% less CO2 emissions than do gasoline products. So there's a benefit to the environment in terms of the emissions that are being put out. And secondly, it's obvious that we as a country need to lower our dependence on foreign oil. If the entire fleet in the United States ran on ethanol today, we would lower our dependence by about 20 billion gallons of fuel a year, which is enormous. So anything that we can do to convert part of the fleet over from gasoline to ethanol is going to help. About 4% of the country's fleet right now runs on ethanol, and if we could even increase that several percent over the next few years, we would significantly lower our dependence on oil from the Mideast and so forth.
We're talking primarily E85, and for people who don't know it, that would be 85% of that fuel is actually ethanol. But any car out there can actually burn a much lower percentage blend, which many states are trying to mandate at a much lower level.
Right. Across the U.S. fleet right now, most of the products that are put out run on 10% ethanol and 90% gasoline. And the reason for that is it just allows the fuel to mix better and obviously helps to lower the dependence overall on gasoline. As we move forward, obviously we would like to see more people take advantage of the 85% ethanol products. There are about several million out there right now. Several manufacturers, in addition to ourselves, are offering those. But we in addition to just offering the products, we really need to make sure that people across the country have fuel pumps where they can actually fill up with E85.
Can you give us any information about how well received your efforts have been with these new vehicles and what consumers are saying to you?
Well, consumers definitely have ratcheted up their interest, in primarily because of President Bush's State of the Union address earlier this year, where he called on the auto companies, on the fueling companies, to work together to come up with innovative solutions to make E85 more available to consumers. So that certainly has piqued consumers' interest in the fuel. They also didn't realize that for a long time. You don't need a special vehicle to do this. This isn't magic. There are some changes that need to be made to the fueling system and to the engine computer, but those are changes that are technically possible. And so as more manufacturers make the vehicles available, as consumers realize that there's no performance difference in the way that the product operates, with the exception of a little lower fuel range, they become more comfortable with it, and I think it'll be more accepted.
Well, thank you very much. That's David Reuter, who is Midwest Public Affairs Manager for Ford Motor Company, from Bio 2006 and sponsored by Ray and Kaiser Marketing and Communications. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.